If you are a veteran and have filed a VA disability claim, have been denied, have received a low rating, or you're unsure of how to get started, reach out to us. Go to docontheroad.com, linked in our show notes, and take advantage of a free VA claims discovery call. Learn what you've been missing so you can finally get the disability rating and compensation you deserve.
Hello, my brothers and sisters in uniform. Yes, it's time for Doc on the Road. Now, as I go through this, this might be a little bit different than what you're going to be used to. There's a number of different things that have happened and will happen as veterans go for claims. There's going to be processes that become easier. There are going to be processes that could be harder. And then there's always going to be the situation where some people will, for the lack of a better term, use and claim their own as positive ideas to help veterans win their claims. Reminds me of an old story that my grandmother from Kentucky used to tell me, that they used to have these guys and ladies that were called healers, and they came up with natural ways to battle any kind of conditions or any kind of thing that could be worrisome health-wise to people in the Appalachians. And they actually became very good at it. They did a lot of studying, did a lot of what we would call experiments these days to actually advance their knowledge and advance their ability to able to help people in the Appalachians to overcome most everything. Now, these guys never really got their due. And what I mean by that is they would come up with all kinds of different concoctions and all kinds of different things that actually worked. But because of that, people were coming to them a lot to when it was, I can't find an answer. I go to the doctor and I can't find an answer. And what would happen is the doctors became very jealous of this. These guys went to school for a long time and just looked down their nose at what they call healers. And sooner or later, the healers were knocked out of helping people. Even today, you might have some in Appalachian that are still healers and still have that knowledge that's been passed on generation after generation, which is really inspiring if you think about it. Now, these doctors, they did this out of jealousy. They did it out of just being mean, negative. But now some things have happened because of that. Pharmaceutical companies do get with them, what they call naturalists and stuff like that, also may tap into some of the old thoughts and abilities that these guys developed over the years and passed on, like I said, from generation to generation, and even fed it into modern medicine in certain ways. I know there's a huge kick now to get back to more of a natural healing for aches, pains, all kinds of different conditions. And there's a lot of success there. And this goes on even today, but the thing is that it goes back to what was developed in the Appalachians long, long time ago. And the fun part about this is most of those people in Appalachia that did all this didn't know how to read or write. So they would actually do pictures and write down in notebooks different things to make them help them remember what they do, how they make the concoction, how they actually have to cook at a certain temperature, a certain length of time, that kind of stuff. And which makes it even a cool American story, the way I look at it. And I've gone through a number of different stages in my life, being a high school athlete, being somebody that just, I always make a joke, I always stumbled over different stages of my life, like a stick in the road. I would actually stumble over it and go into a different direction. I used to be a high school teacher for a number of years and used to coach many sports and actually became an assistant athletic director and actually oversaw coaches and gave them advice on how to increase their programs so they would get better as the years go by. And by doing that, I did that while I was working on my master's and PhD. Now, the cool part about that is again, another stick in the road, and I went into a different direction. I was a practicing psychologist for over 20 years. As I learned different things there, and I went different paths, like those old healers sometimes, and came up with my own things where I would take a little bit from them, because I learned early on that theories are exactly what they are, theories and practicing type of situations. And because of that, it taught me to look into different things, Eastern medicines, and learn it, get into different things like the healers did, and develop my own style, develop my own way of doing it. And I noticed as I got further and further from being so clinical and so out of touch and just, you know, regurgitating different things that modern psychology provides us today, I started noticing that there's a part of this, just like the old healers, you get into the heart of it. You get into the mind of it. You find different ways to have different people with different thought patterns actually come to the same result. And I've always been proud of that. And I did the same thing when I came to VA Claims Insider. I came up with ways to do things maybe just a little bit different, not on the beaten path, and excited when a client would win because of a slightly different attitude or a slightly different thought pattern. And because of that, of course, after a while, you get proud of that, but you get more proud about the accomplishments of the veteran. And we got to remember, veterans are different people. Veterans have done stuff that could be, again, being the biggest, toughest airborne ranger or marine, all the way to being a mechanic that keeps those guys in the air. We all play our part. And I think we all do that in life. We play our own part. And I noticed that if you become negative and you become one of those ones that are naysayers, or you go ahead and point out of jealousy, you point to things that might not be completely honest. For example, there's a number of people that say, hey, this is the way you do your claim. Now, they're helping veterans. That's great. But when they're using information that has already been developed years ago, reminds me back to the healers. Reminds me back to this stuff is already done before, and now you got to come up with your own way of doing it. Now, that part is actually inspirational. When you come up with your own way of doing it and you inspire others to reach for greatness or reach for things that will actually better their lives, I think is excellent. And that's definitely the way to go about it. But don't do it by pointing fingers at somebody and say, hey, they're doing it wrong. This is wrong. This is wrong. And this is wrong. Most of that usually comes out of jealousy, especially when you do that and then you come up using the same techniques that may be developed by somebody else, the same people that you're pointing a finger at, and you just go ahead and regurgitate the same stuff. Really just doesn't make sense and doesn't really feel good when I watch people do that. Even veterans I've seen do that because they're trying to build their thought pattern. They're trying to build their book of knowledge and their book of, I can help a veteran better. It also reminds me of modern psychology, where a lot of people come out with all these different theories. They come out with all these different things, and basically all they're doing is selling books. That's all they're doing. Basically, everything goes back to, and everybody wants to point out men that were and women that were really awesome in the field and came up with their own way of doing things, and they want to point to them, but it really truly goes back to Pavlov and the work that he did with dogs. And it was called conditioning. Conditioning can actually turn positives into positives by overcoming a negative. And that is exactly what conditioning is. Now, there's all kinds of different terms. You've heard me say this before in other episodes, neo-linguistic programming. Sounds awesome, doesn't it? It sounds, wow, okay, there's got to be something to that. No, not necessarily. It's the same exact thing that Pavlov did when he's ringing that bell and noticing the dogs are salivating because he was feeding them throughout his period of point or a period of time. And by doing that, learn that conditioning is definitely something that the human brain needs. That's how a lot of things happen. And it goes back to the healers too, as well, where they came up with their own ways of doing things, but it worked for the community. And when it works for the community, it's great. When it becomes something positive, something that gets others to a point where they better their lives. And that's what a lot of what we do here at VA Claims Insider and a lot of what a lot of veterans do to help other veterans. I always say that you need to put your arm around the next veteran and get them through the process, because there's going to be another veteran watching and they're going to need the same exact thing that actually will get them to the same point of success, but it might turn out to be a slightly different. And you guys have heard all these things. You got five seasons of little click sayings that I say and stuff like that. Always be a fruit inspector. Don't judge people. Be a fruit inspector. I think that's very important. And you've heard that in recent episodes. Check the fruit on the tree. If it's all dried up, nasty, and you're definitely not wanting to eat it, I would not be playing around with it, or the tree's dying and stuff like that. But if you have a tree that's flourishing and a tree that is can make the claims that they're helping so many people, that would be the tree that I would want to look for. And I know when I came through the program here at VA Claims Insider, that was the tree that I looked for. And that was the tree that I found. And it did help me. And it continues to help me as I got through this. Now, as you may read between the lines on this, there comes a point where sometimes you have to step aside and you let new blood, new ideas develop, new things to build off of what people have already built. And this is one of those times. as we've all grown through this thing with Doc on the Road, it's been great. It's been great for me. And I hear from others that they've really learned a lot and they really enjoyed this. So I think this is really cool to go ahead. I think we're at a point now where it's time for new blood. It's time for us to make that next step and start helping people, because this is just the beginning. How many veterans need this help each and every day, and how the veteran community keeps growing. We just came out of a number of wars. All those veterans need help. And even to the veteran that retires or ends up leaving today is going to need help tomorrow. And I think all of us need to do what I always preach, is put your arm around them. Let them know that you're there to help. Hopefully that's what everybody got from Doc on the Road. And like I said, it's sad, but it's also pretty cool that we're moving towards a new beginning, a new future. And who knows, this podcast started off as a very small idea and has grown into what it has grown into. And I'm very proud of that, but mainly very proud that others came along during this journey and helped. In short, I want you guys to keep continually moving in a positive manner. Keep being that fruit inspector. Keep being the one that rises above negativity and gets veterans to where they belong. They deserve it. I wish everybody well and really look forward to hearing how we move to the next session or the next step with everything. And I also look forward to hearing who took over. How are they taking over? Are they doing it the right way? Because trust me, as a person, all right, now, yeah, I have all kinds of different things that I've been successful with, but me as a person, me as a veteran, I will definitely keep my eye on you. And that's not a threat. It's just one of those things where I'll still be around. I'll be still doing different things, trying to help veterans and trying to do different situations to make sure that we do this the right way. And I will always preach that. Veterans helping veterans. Thank you for the last 5 seasons. Love you guys. And for the last time, this is Doc out.
VA claims process is a pain. Many veterans struggle for years trying to increase their ratings or even getting rated at all. Most are not getting the compensation they deserve. Here at VA Claims Insider, we've supported and educated more than 25,000 veterans to win their claims and increase their rating. Now it's your turn. Schedule your free VA claim discovery call today by going to docontheroad.com, linked in our show notes. You'll learn what gaps you need to fill and how to increase your rating.